Кац 23 февраля 1978 года, Итака.
He and his wife have been recently invited to the White House because there was a party for Poles.
And you were not?
No, I was not, because I don't think I'm considered a Pole by the White House, presumably, you see. But it was in the worst snowstorm in Washington. And they, Françoise, who came from California, and Ulam, Stan, who came from Gainesville, met in Washington, and they were not sure the taxi is going to come get them to the White House, because it was so bad. But I'll tell you, if I remember that, I would have wrote a beautiful piece in the Gainesville Times that Françoise Ulam wrote and sent it to me about this visit. Well, he spoke to Zbigniew Brzeziński, who is a colleague.
Although the whole White House is really taken over by the Poles.
Yeah, yes. It was a party. It was a party that Carter had for Poles.
Oh, it was connected, of course, with his visit to Poland.
Correct. But and Ulam, of course, assumed that I was going to be there, and was greatly disappointed I wasn't. I told him I wasn't invited. But neither was his brother, who is a colleague of Brzeziński. So some of us are not considered to be Poles, and some are considered to be Poles. But I mean, there's no point telling stories about Ulam. He told all the stories in his book. Of course, if you give me the book, I would open it around the page.
Or tell the story about Banach and the talk of Zepinski.
Ah, yeah, that is... Banach, you know, used to drink vodka, or vodka. And when he would drink a little bit, not too much, he would become tremendously sharp. When he drank more, he would not be sharp, but there was a certain level. And Sierpinski, who was a very slow, methodical, not very brilliant speaker, came to give a talk at the Polish Mathematical Society in Lwów. And I still remember the title. It was Superposition of Bare Functions. You know, F of Psi of Phi of Chi, and if Chi is of Bare class 2 and Psi of 3, what can you say, correct? And he went to the blackboard and he said, my first result is the following. And he wrote down that if F is of class alpha and something rather. Banach said, I can prove that, said Banach. And he went to the blackboard and gave a proof. So he said, yes, and that's a very nice proof. It's even simpler than mine. He says, my second result is, if you give this and this and this and this, then this and this. Banach said, I can prove that too. After about 10 minutes, Sierpinski was devastated. I mean, he couldn't, says, in such a case as there is nothing more I can say. That was the lecture by Sierpinski, delivered by Banach.
And who were your teachers?
Steinhaus was my direct teacher, and on my doctoral committee, the committee was Steinhaus as the promoter, and Banach was the second examiner, and I had a minor in philosophy by a very interesting man named Chlistek, who in fact died in Moscow at a banquet given by Stalin during the war. And Chlistek...
Poison?
No, he was not. I mean, I was one of the few people Stalin did not poison. He just died of a stroke. I mean, but he was, in fact, a communist sympathizer all his life. And he a well-known logician, as a matter of fact, and also a very well-known Polish painter. He was the founder of the Polish School of Abstract Painting. Very remarkable man. And he was married to the sister of Steinhaus. And Steinhaus and he always fought the two, because they were, Steinhaus hated logic. He had no use for philosophy, you see?
Well, something else again.
But he was an interesting man. But otherwise, there were, well, I mean, I listened to lectures by Schauder. Auerbach, Mazur.
Was it in Lvov?
Lvov, yes. But of course, I left before Lvov became Russian, you see. Although Crane wrote me in one of his letters that he thought he met me in 1940. Lavrentiev and Crane were sent to Lvov in 1940 to establish a relation with the Polish mathematicians. And he thought he met me, but it couldn't have been me, as I told him, because I was already in the United States. But for a while, actually, Lvov, under the few months that the Russians were there, was a very strong center, because all the Warsaw mathematicians, Sachs and Kuratowski and so forth, also came down to Lvov, escaping the Germans, you see. So for a while, between October or so, November 1939 and June 1941, when the Russians attacked, Lvov was a major center. And Hvistek, Hvistek escaped from Lvov with the Soviet army, when the Soviet army retreated in June 1941. Hvistek, in fact, went with them to Moscow and lived there for a while, and then he was well enough. No, he was invited to some kind of a banquet in Kremlin, and he fell ill, and in fact Stalin apparently noticed that he was feeling ill. He says, this man is ill, I mean, call a physician, you see. So he died.